The group California Environmental Voters, or EnviroVoters, gave the state of California a B grade for its record on climate change and the environment last year. That's down from the A grade the state earned in 2022, but still up from the C grade EnviroVoters gave it for 2020 and 2021. Mary Kreisman, the CEO of EnviroVoters, said that the theme for this year's report is two steps forward, one step back.
We landed on this theme because California had some historic, globally relevant wins this last year. We moved things forward in terms of the change we have to make to solve the climate crisis that literally are going to change global markets. Truly exciting. At the same time, we had some devastating anti-environmental actions happen in our state. So we are undercutting our own progress in a lot of ways.
EnviroVoters has been releasing its scorecard annually since 1973. Kreisman said that the state racked up key environmental legislative and regulatory victories in 2023, passing bills that will, among other things, fund clean energy infrastructure, hold oil companies accountable for oil spills and leaks, and develop a plan for conserving at least 30% of California's lands and coastal waters by 2030. At the same time, Kreisman said the state backslid in a number of important areas.
We cut the budget last year by billions of dollars, the climate investments that were committed. We also had 15 priority bills that failed to make it through the legislature. 11 key bills were vetoed by the governor. We extended and expanded gas plants all over the state beyond their sunset dates. We weakened environmental policy through trailer bills that were jammed through in May and June during the budget process. And then the very environmentally devastating sites reservoir was streamlined for review by the administration.
In response to the governor's vetoes and budget decisions, EnviroVoters gave Gavin Newsom a score of 80%, down from 84% last year. At the same time, it praised the state legislature in general for significantly reducing the amount of political money taken from fossil fuel companies, with only 52% of legislators taking donations from oil companies in 2023, down from 63% in 2022. Democratic State Senator Henry Stern of Los Angeles is a member of EnviroVoters Climate Action Caucus, the group of legislators EnviroVoters deems to have done the most for the state's environmental agenda in the last year. Stern said that moving forward, his top priority is to defend the environmental gains the state has made in recent years. He said that the opponents of climate action are motivated and relentless, and environmentally minded lawmakers need to respond in kind if they don't want to see their victories rolled back.
The other side doesn't fight fair, and they're going to pull out a lot of dirty tricks right now. I think we got to just, be ready to go to battle in every single venue, whether it's working with the Attorney General to defend our climate laws, going and winning at the ballot box to defend setbacks, or pushing the envelope in the legislature and not letting us use the economic climate to cut back on the climate budget.
Democratic State Assembly member Buffy Wicks of Berkeley and Oakland said that when it comes to climate justice, we already know what the solutions are. The hard part is getting it done.
It was very poignant for me, and I know many of us, to say, what are we doing? How are we living? Why can't we fix this? And we know the solutions to fix this problem. We have to have the political courage to do it. And that is what my focus is to ensure that we have the political courage to do the tough things.
Kreisman said that if the state hopes to up its grade in the coming year, it needs to reinvest in environmental priorities in the state budget, hold corporate polluters accountable, and move towards transitioning to more clean energy sources and away from fossil fuels. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.